Now, if you watched Question Time last week, you may have seen Matthew Hancock, currently Minister for the Cabinet Office and Paymaster General, severely challenged by a mother in the audience, saying that austerity justified the cutting of essential services relied upon by her disabled son. That lady was Sally Wheatman, who said that the reality on the ground for people living everyday lives is that austerity is devastating.
I have a son with a learning disability. He has no social worker, no care plan. His transport to and from school is threatened. His college place has just been withdrawn. We feel as though he's been written off by Cameron's government.
If we don't have a country that can live within its means, then we can't.
Well, you can't. Hold on.
If you don't want a country that lives, if you don't want, it is not flannel to want to deal with the deficit. Hold on. If we don't have a country that can live within its means, then we can't fund those sorts of public services that people like you rely on.
Well, so we pay our taxes, but our children can't go to school. Is that what you're suggesting?
You're obviously very upset by the lack of support and the poor levels of social care. What is the situation with your son? Have things got worse in terms of support?
Definitely. And I think there are two reasons for that. One is that he's heading into adult services, so he turned 18 last May. The other is the knock-on effect of cuts year on. So we're in, you know, fifth year of austerity now. I think initially the cuts were focused around perhaps the icing on the cake. Now we're cutting straight into the cake itself. So frontline services are being affected.
Do you think that Matthew Hancock actually got it?
No, I really don't. And he spent a lot of time talking about education. Well, of course, this is from the social care budget, and that's why social transport is so vulnerable, because it's not being ring-fenced like the rest of the education budgets have. So this represents all sorts of transport. So it's transport for adults, it's transport for elderly people going to daycare centres. It's the whole remit of social care transport.
So the spending review itself doesn't really hold any glimmers of hope for you?
Not really, because they're still looking at axing £12 million from the social care budget. Yeah. I mean, in Trafford alone, they've earmarked £450,000 to go from transport. Now, the only way I think that they can do that is by getting rid of post-16 transport.
Now, obviously, everything you said on Question Time, it really seemed to strike a chord with the nation. What kind of response have you had?
It's been absolutely overwhelming. I've got to speak to you again. I don't think we've spoken to each other for about 15 years. I've spoken to people who I haven't seen for a long time. In fact, the most heartwarming message I got on Facebook was from my old politics lecturer. I went to Boston College in Lincolnshire to do my A-levels. And Viv Ryan, my old politics lecturer, sent me a message on Facebook and said, "You always were very good at putting your arguments, Sally." So that was lovely to hear from him. I mean, I haven't seen him since 1984, so that was really heartwarming.
Pure 107.8 FM.